OK， 好。那个好，弟兄姊妹，那个退休会结束。
The retreat has ended.
那个，我想就弟兄姊妹有机会的话，继续的能够在当中复习。
I hope brothers and sisters have the opportunity to review what was shared at the retreat.
有些事情需要再消化一下。
We need to digest some of the message.
所以我在那个结束之后呢，我在寻求主，我今天该讲什么东西。
So after the meeting ended, I seek before the Lord what I should share today.
对，我是很愿意说把一些我们弟兄一些事情再跟大家复习一下。
I'm willing to share some of our brothers' message to review it with you again.
或是说我们弟兄第六章没有讲嘛，我在想要不要讲第六章。提摩太前书第六章。
Our brother has not shared on chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, and I was wondering if I should share this.
不过后来主在这个礼拜一的时候给我另外一个感觉，想要交通另外一个事情。
But on Monday when I was speaking before the Lord, the Lord gave me a feeling to the sense to share on another matter.
也许我可以说今天想要交通的是主的再来，或者说爱慕主的再来。
I'm going to share with you the return of our Lord, to love the return of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹有没有注意今天是7月1号
Brothers and sisters, have you noticed that today is July 1st?
那个2012年已经过了一半
2012 has already passed by halfway
弟兄姊妹我不晓得也许有一些弟兄姊妹在去年年底或者今年年初的时候对今年有一些展望
I don't know, some brothers and sisters you might have resolution that you made at the end of last year or beginning of this year.
我讲的展望还不是说我们生活当中，我是讲的是说对主的事情的展望。
What I'm thinking is not, your life, but more of in the Lord. What have you looked forward to?
对，就是说我们盼望说在这个新的一年里面，那个时候是新的一年里面，我想我们希望在这一年里面有什么样的长进或是学习。
Then this year, what growth, what kind of, learning, do we have?
所以弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得时间过得超级快呢？
Do you feel time has flew by really fast?
已经一半那个一年就过去了。
Halfway there.
所以今天是7月1号了。
July 1st today.
那我希望弟兄姊妹有感觉哈，就是主的脚步很近。
I hope you have this feeling, brothers and sisters, that our Lord, His step is near.
那个就是以前年长弟兄有交通过，就好像已经在门口。
First, before us have shared, it's like at the door.
我之前也交通到属灵的看见。
I've also shared with you about spiritual seeing.
就是说，在我们里面有一个属灵的眼睛，能够看见主的事情。
But in us, there is the spiritual eyes that we can see the things of the Lord.
在这个主再来这件事情上面呢，也有关系。
It also has to do with the return of the Lord.
就是说，弟兄姊妹，大家都知道，每个人都知道主要再来，对不对
？All of you brothers and sisters, you know that the Lord is coming back again.
有没有人不知道？都知道。
Any of you who do not know?
如果每个人都知道，每个基督徒都知道主要再来，那为什么每个人受的这件事情的影响都不太一样？
If all Christians know that the Lord is going to return someday, how come it affects us differently? Our reaction is different.
就是我明明知道主要来
We know for a fact that the Lord is coming back.
但是有的弟兄姊妹好像就感觉很迫切
Some brothers and sisters seem to yearn for the Lord, desperate for the Lord's return.
对，但是有些弟兄姊妹就觉得好像无关紧要，没什么关系。
And some don't care at all.
所以为什么有这种不同
？Why is there such a difference？
这个跟我们里面的 眼睛的看见有关系。
This has to do with our spiritual eyes being able to see.
就知道是知道，在我们头脑知道。
We know in our head.
但是在我们心里面，好像对这件事情看得很明亮、很清楚，成为我生活当中的一个很重要的影响。
But in our hearts, do we see it very clearly in our hearts that it has much influence, a great influence in our life?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要追求一件事情是。不是停留在头脑知道而已。
Brothers and sisters, we want to pursue one thing that it just doesn't, you know, stay at our head.
让这些事情从我们心里面，真实的抓住的摸着的那件事。
That in our hearts we truly touch and truly feel it.
然后我再进一步说，为什么有的人好像看见，然后有些人好像没看见
？I want to share with you how some.You know, it's as if they see something and some they don't.
我目前的领会的这个差别是因为人心中对主的爱慕的差别。
Right now, my understanding is the difference is because of the love for the Lord. That's the difference.
那个人心里面那个爱慕跟单纯哈，能够跟我们看见没看见有关系。
That love for the Lord, that simplicity before the Lord, it has to do with whether we see.And we don't see.
其实我这边讲的东西，那个很多常见弟兄都有讲到。
Our brother Chang has already mentioned some of these.
所以弟兄姊妹记得他讲到我们人要很单纯、很清洁。
He mentioned before that we have to be pure and to be simple before the Lord.
所以当那个心对很好，就是心里面很简单、很单纯的时候呢。这个人就容易看见主的事情。
That when we have that simplicity in our hearts, and we can easily see things of the Lord.
他就容易直接摸到主。
He is easily that he can touch the Lord.
以前我们弟兄有交通到那个，记不记得有两个门徒是从以马忤斯的要往以马忤斯走
？Do you remember two disciples? I'm going to Emmaus.
然后就是主那个。被受害钉死以后
，That was after the Lord was nailed to the cross.
那有两个门徒有点丧气，他们就要离开耶路撒冷。
The two disciples they were very saddened, so they left Jerusalem.
但是呢，主跟他们同行，他们本来不太知道那是主。
But the Lord was with them, but they didn't know him.
但当他们心中好像渴慕火热之后
，But after their hearts were filled When the Lord break bread with them,
他们就突然就都知道，就看见主了。
All of a sudden, they recognize the Lord Jesus.
所以当他们那个火热单纯的时候，他们就看见主。
So when they feel that strong fire in their hearts, then they see the Lord.
另外有一个例子。
That's another example.
请大家看一下《约翰福音》第二十章。
In John chapter 20.
好，我今天有点像讲故事。
I'm telling stories today.
那个《约翰福音》二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
我可能只念中文哈。
Okay, we'll read in Chinese.
对。二十章第一节，到第三节我念哈。
Verses 1-3。
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：“有人把主从坟墓挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。”我就念到这边。OK， 就是说在。七日的第一日，其实那天是主复活的日子。
On that first day, the Lord was risen.
可是主的门徒们其实并那时候还不是很清楚，很相信主是真的要复活。
The disciples at that time they didn't truly believe that the Lord is going to be, you know, to resurrect.
有一个姊妹是抹大拉的玛利亚，一大早天黑的时候就跑到坟墓那里去。
Right, there's this sister, Mary Magdalene, very early in the morning when it was yet dark.She went to find the Lord Jesus.
然后那个石头移开了。
She saw the stone was taken away.
她就跑去通知彼得跟约翰。
So she ran to tell Simon Peter and John.
所以彼得跟约翰也去看。
So both Peter and John went to see.
然后当他们看完之后，我们跳到第十节。
And we skip to verse 10 after they have seen.
于是两个门徒就回自己的住处去了。
Then the disciples went away again unto their own home.
然后我继续念十一到十一到十八，到十八节。
Verses 11-18.
对，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看。然后就看见两个天使穿白衣在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪去了，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话就转过身来看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把它放在哪里，我便去取它。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼。拉波尼就是夫子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。 OK， 就是十一节到十八节。
Verses 11-18.
这位抹大拉的玛利亚有一个特别的地位。
Mary Magdalene has a special place.
就是说主耶稣复活之后的第一个显现是跟他显现。
When the Lord Jesus first resurrected, she was the one that the Lord first appeared to.
所以我从以前的弟兄们的帮助，
From brothers before me,
我们就去思想为什么主要第一个跟这个玛利亚显现。
I was wondering, you know, why the Lord Jesus first appeared to Mary.
大家知道哈，就是这个玛利亚，大家去感觉她是很爱慕主的。
When you think about Mary, she really loved the Lord.
她在那个就是那一天天还黑的时候呢，她就迫不及待就先去坟墓去看。
When it was yet dark, you know, she couldn't help it, but she went to see Jesus.
然后那两个门徒呢也去看了，彼得约翰也去看。
So did Simon Peter and John.
他们看完之后就说，哦，那尸体都不见了，那他们就回家了。
Well, you know, they saw that the grave is empty, and so they left.
可是玛利亚没有回家。
But Mary did not.
大家去体会一下玛利亚那种感觉。
Can you feel how did Mary felt at that time?
也就是说，玛利亚觉得说，现在主不在，她好像无家可归。
Mary felt that, you know, the Lord Jesus is no longer there. She has no home to return to.
所以她就在那个坟墓外面徘徊，在那边哭。
So she was going around wandering around there and, you know, and crying.
然后就算是有人把主的尸体移走的话，他也愿意说，就算能够看见主的尸体也好。
Maybe somebody have already moved Jesus' body, and she was wanting to even just to see the body.
所以这位姊妹呢，好像对主有一个很深的感觉。
She has this deep feeling for the Lord.
如果主不在的话，她不晓得去哪里。
If the Lord Jesus is not there, she doesn't know where to go.
她想要看见主。
She wants to see the Lord.
所以当他有这种渴慕的时候呢，
When she has that desire,
主就第一个跑来向他显现。
The Lord appeared to her first.
我们觉得很稀奇。
It's amazing to us.
弟兄姊妹，有很多，那时候有很多的弟兄姊妹很有需要，很值得主跟他显现。
There are many brothers and sisters at that time who have this need that for the Lord Jesus to appear to them.
那个彼得他三次不认主。
Peter have denied the Lord three times.
他很需要主跟他显现，把他恢复过来。
He needed even more for the Lord to reveal to appear to him to restore him.
然后那个约翰呢，是躺在主怀里的那个门徒。
John was the one that laid on the Lord Jesus' bosom.
对，所以他跟主那么亲近，那主应该很乐意 跟他亲近。
He was so close to the Lord Jesus, so the Lord would have wanted to appear to him too.
然后有一个门徒叫多马。
And there was this disciple Thomas.
他根本他就算听见主那个复活，他都不太信。
Even when after he heard that the Lord was resurrected, he didn't quite believe.
他说除非我这个手伸进他那个那个手上的钉痕、肋旁枪伤，他才信。
Then unless I can feel his the nails and his side, then I would believe him.
那这种信心软弱的情况呢，他很需要主显现给他扶持。
With such a weak faith, he would need the Lord to appear to him to strengthen him.
那其实有一些很好的姊妹。
And there are other sisters too.
包含那个把玉瓶打破的那个玛利亚。
Including the one who have broken the vase of perfume, also named Mary.
他们也是很早的时候就想去膏主的尸体。
They wanted to go and anoint the Lord very early in the morning.
但是很稀奇的，主都没有向这些人先显现。
But the Lord did not appear to them first.
所以我们有一个感觉哈。
So we have a feeling in us.
就是说，当主复活之后。
That when the Lord was resurrected.
然后他在那边查看他的门徒。看了好多的门徒在那边看。
He was just looking at his disciples.
然后主特别被一个抹大拉的玛利亚吸引。
He was attracted to this disciple Mary Magdalene.
因为他突然感觉这边有一个玛利亚呢，他里面实在是很渴慕的，想要知道主。
He sees that this Mary here, you know, she has such a desire to want to see the Lord Jesus.
所以他就不得不呢。就第一个就先到这个玛利亚面前向她显现。
He couldn't help but appear to her first.
所以当那个玛利亚一认出主的时候呢
？When Mary could recognize Jesus.
然后她就把主抓住了。
So she grabbed onto the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣说：“你不要摸我。”其实不要摸我就是可能你不要把我抓住这样。
So when the Lord said, "Do not touch me," that what He meant was, you know, not to grab hold of me.
所以主的感觉就是说，他把他抓住的那个紧的程度呢，会影响他升天的。
So the Lord, what the Lord said, you know, not to grab hold of him, you know, because that she would grab so tight that he wouldn't be able to ascend.
所以我们看见那个这边里面呢，主查看，然后看见有一个抹大拉的玛利亚呢，在那里羡慕要主。
So the Lord, when he was looking, you know, he saw that there was this Mary Magdalene who has this love, this desire to want to see him.
所以弟兄姊妹哈，当一个人爱慕主的时候呢，主就要向他显现。
Brothers and sisters, when you love the Lord, he will appear to you.
他不显现都不行。
He couldn't help but appear to you.
所以我想这边给弟兄姊妹一个鼓励，我们对主的单纯跟爱慕呢，是我们能够往前长进一个很重要的关键。
I want to encourage brothers and sisters that our love for the Lord, our simplicity in Him, it's a big step for us to grow.
好，接下来我想要讲几个弟兄姊妹的事情。
I want to talk about some brothers and sisters, their things.
我们去看他们是怎么样爱慕，或者说怎么样去等候爱慕主的再来。
How they wait before the Lord and how they love for the return of the Lord.
在这个之前，我有一个简单的解释。
I have a simple explanation.
就是说，主再来之后呢，会有一个一千年的国度。
When the Lord returns, there will be a millennium, a kingdom.
一千年。
For a thousand years.
然后我们称为这个时间叫做国度。
This period of time as kingdom.
然后根据启示录呢，在这个一千年之后呢，新天新地就会到来。
According to the book of Revelation, after this thousand years, the new heaven and earth will come.
然后那边是有个新耶路撒冷。
There is a new Jerusalem.
其实就是我们天上的家乡。
Our home in heaven.
所以主再来之后呢，会发生还是有一些事情要发生。
When the Lord returns, there are few things that would happen.
但当我们讲到爱慕主的再来的时候呢
，When we speak of loving the return of the Lord，
我们去盼望这件事情的时候呢
，When we are hoping for this matter，
对，有时候圣经就把这些事情放在一起看。
The Bible sometimes put these things together to let us see。
所以我们不仅盼望主的国度，也盼望那个天上的家乡。
Not only do we hope for the kingdom, we also hope for our heavenly home.
好，然后我现在要用三个圣经上面弟兄姊妹很熟的弟兄。
I want to use examples in the Bible, a brother that we are very familiar with.
我们去体会一下他们在比较晚年的时候呢，他们对主再来的那个心情跟等候。
To try to understand, you know, when in old age, how they wait before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，对，当我们到了，不是我们，就是我们想象，当我们到了晚年。
We can imagine when we getting older.
到了晚年的时候，你会发现你离开世界的日子一天一天接近。
When you are closer to leaving this earth.
我们有弟兄曾经提过他那个外公晚年的情况。
One of brothers had mentioned about his grandpa's during his old age.
对，就是当一个，其实我爸爸也是这样。
My dad is the same.
就到了年老的时候呢，每天就去公园。
When they are old, they go to the park every day.
然后在公园上面就有一些其他的这些可能年纪也比较大的人在那边打发时间。
And there are other elderly people also in the park.
然后有一天呢，就突然有个人就没来。
One day somebody didn't show up.
然后打听一下，那个人已经过去了。
And when they try to find out, oh, that person has already passed away.
然后过一阵子，又一个人又不见了。
And you know, soon another person.
这个是不信主的时候一个那个比较怎么讲悲哀的情况。
It's kind of a sad situation, a sad thing that you know when before we come to know the Lord.
就是那个日子越来越近了，然后你的人生就要到终点。
Seem like the you know days are getting closer. You're about to reach the end of your life.
但是呢，信主的基督徒呢，在晚年怎么样反应这些事
？But for Christians, how do we respond? You know, how do we react to this thing?
当这个人在晚年的时候呢，你就会发现。他的那个反应就总结他一生在主面前的等候跟学习。
During this very last stage of your life, you know, it reflects on your learning and before the Lord, you know, your whole life up to then.
所以，当你平时的生活，你越靠近主的话，然后你就感觉你好像越巴不得要赶快见到主。
The closer you are with the Lord in your daily life, you find that when you get older, you know, you just wonder, you yearn for the Lord's return.
我们看一下那个腓立比书第一章二十一节。
Philippians. 1:21.
对。腓立比书一章二十一到二十四。
Philippians chapter 1, verses 21-24.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor.Yet what I shall choose, I would not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in flesh is more needful for you.
这个是保罗的故事。
This is the story of Paul.
虽然腓立比书不是保罗最晚年时候写的。
Even though the book of Philippians is not the book that one of the books that.Paul wrote at the later years.
但是他写的时候，其实是在他被监禁的时候的情况。
But it was when he was in prison.
他这边写哈，他二十一节他说：“我活着是基督，我死了有益处。”
In verse 21, he says that for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
他觉得他死了有益处。
He feels that to die is gain.
二十二节他说：“我活着的时候呢，也有益处，因为我可以成就我。”功夫的果子。
He said in verse 22, if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, so this is also good.
就是说他活着的时候，他自己呢也能够长进，认识神，结果子。
So even though he was living, you know, he could grow and he could know God and he could bear fruit.
那请问死了有什么益处呢?
But we ask, what, why is it gain to die?
那个益处是与基督离世与基督同在。
That is to leave this world and to be with Christ.
所以你会发现，这个保罗对他个人有个感觉。
To Paul, there is this feeling in him.
就算他活着的时候很好。
Even though to live, that is very good.
那死了也很好，会见主。
To die is very good, so he can see the Lord.
所以他觉得那个时候他有一个感觉，他两难，这个两个都很难，不知道该选哪一个。
It was difficult to choose between the two.
所以你会发现，基督徒不怕死。
So you see that, you know, Christians are not afraid to die.
你活着，成就主的主意很好，成就主的旨意很好。
When you live, you're fulfilling God's purpose. That is good.
然后你死的话，离世与基督同在，更是好的无比。
And when you die, you know, to be with the Lord Jesus, that is even better.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现，在保罗的学习里面呢
？So in Paul's learning.
因为他跟主很亲近。
He was very close to the Lord Jesus.
所以他发现说，能够离世与主同在呢，更是好的无比。
So he finds that it is far better to leave this world and to be with God.
好，可是现在呢，这个跟我们常弟兄讲的有关系。
The following has to have to do with what Brother Chang has shared.
保罗呢，他不只是看自己。
Paul did not just look at himself.
他不是只看自己。OK， 活着可以，我可以成就很多的事情。
That to live, you know, I can fulfill these many things.
然后死的话对我也很好，可以见主。
And to die for me is good. I can see the Lord.
他是说啊，为着弟兄姊妹的缘故。
That he said it's for brothers and sisters that we are more needful.
他说二十四节，我在肉身活着是为着你们更要紧。
He said in verse 24, nevertheless to abide in the flesh is more needful for you.
所以这个有点像这个门徒的祷告。
It's like the prayer of the disciples.
你会发现他不是为着自己，是为着弟兄姊妹。
That he didn't, you know, it's like he didn't do this for himself, but for brothers and sisters.
但是我想要讲的是说。这位有个弟兄呢，他觉得离世与主同在是好的无比。
I want to say that, you know, this brother here, you know, he said that to leave this world and to be with the Lord is far better.
当保罗到了晚年的时候
，At the end of Paul's life，
我们看提摩太后书四章第七、第八。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and 8。
提摩太后书第四章七跟八节。
Second Timothy 4 7 and 8。
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also.That love is appearing.
所以当我们这个弟兄写提摩太后书的时候，真的是不久之后就殉道。
Not long after our brother wrote the Second Timothy, he was martyred.
他其实也知道他快要离世了。
He knows that he is leaving this world.
他知道的。
He knows.
所以当他在这个最后写这个信的时候，在他生命的终了写这个信的时候
，So at the end of his life when he was writing this epistle，
他这边有一句话要劝勉我们
，He has this word of encouragement，
就是我们要爱慕主的显现
，For us to love his appearing，
要爱慕主的显现
，To love the Lord's appearing。
当我读七跟八节的时候，我有个感觉
，When I read verses 7 and 8， I have this feeling in me。
为什么保罗能够把美好的仗打完呢
？How come Paul can finish it? Can fight this good fight?
可以把那个路跑完。
That he can finish the course.
有的时候弟兄姊妹，当我们对我想很多弟兄姊妹有这种感觉。
I'm sure a lot of brothers and sisters have the same feeling.
就是说，当你在retreat 的时候，哇，好像这个在天上真的是。主很充满。
That you're at a retreat, you know, you as if you're in heaven, that the Lord has filled you.
然后回来之后就有点像那个泄了气的皮球一样，有点泄气。
That when you return, you're like the balloon, a ball that has lost all the air. deflated.
所以你会发现，你要维持一个把路跑完的情况呢，不是那么容易。
To maintain the situation, you know, to finish the course is not easy.
但是我觉得保罗能够有这个力量跑完。
I feel that you know Paul has the strength to finish this course.
因为我觉得是因为他爱慕主的显现。
I feel it's because of his love for the Lord's appearing.
那个爱慕显现的那个心哈，好像把他托住，给他力量，然后让他维持一个单纯的心呢，能够活在主的面前。
This love, this heart, that love, the Lord's appearing, you know, as if it's given him strength to carry him through to finish the course.
当那个保罗第一次被大光照倒的时候。
When Paul was being the light shone on Paul and he fell.
然后他听见主的声音。
He heard the Lord's voice.
他那时候已经眼睛都看不见。
He was blinded at that time.
但是他听见主对他说话。
But he heard the Lord's voice.
然后保罗知道一件事情是斯提凡的事情。
And Paul knows one thing. He knew about Stephen.
他那个时候还没信主的之前呢，是。跟大家一同看着大家用石头把斯提凡打死。
Before he believed in the Lord, he witnessed the account of Stephen being stoned to death.
可是他记得一件事情。
And he remembered one thing.
斯提凡在死之前呢，发生一件事。
Before Stephen was martyred, there was something that happened.
斯提凡看见天开了，然后主就站在神的右边。
Stephen saw the heaven opened, and the Lord Jesus on the right hand side of the Father.
这件事情给保罗一个印象，有人能够看见主。
This left a deep impression in Paul's heart that one can see the Lord.
所以当保罗，这是我个人的感觉。
This is my personal feeling.
当保罗在被大光照的时候，他听见主的声音，他不像斯提凡那样看见主天开了。
When the light shone on Paul, you know, even though he heard a voice, but he didn't see the heaven opened.
但是他里面的心眼是开的。
But his spiritual eyes within him have is opened.
也许有这个影响。
Maybe that is an influence.
他心中有个渴慕，他知道斯提凡曾经看见过主。
He has this desire in him because he knows that Stephen has once seen the Lord.
他也爱慕能够看见主。
And he also loves the Lord's appearing.
那个，我们看那个《圣徒诗歌》五百三十九。
February 539。
圣徒诗歌五百三十九。
February 539。
这边有一个姊妹呢，我们很有名的姊妹。
There's a sister, she's very famous.
我们叫 Fanny Crosby.
Her name was Fanny Crosby.
那个这边我选了一首诗歌呢，表明这个姊妹她是怎么样羡慕主的显现。
I picked a hymn to show how the sister loved the appearing of the Lord.
这个姊妹哈，在生于1820年。
She was born 1820.
死于1915年。
And she went to be with the Lord 1915.
请问她活了几岁？
How many years have she lived?
95岁。
95.
但是她在出生之后不久，几个星期的时候，她的眼睛就瞎了。
After a few weeks after she was born, her eyes were blind.
她不到一岁的时候，她的父亲就去世了。
Her dad passed away before she was one.
然后她的妈妈就把她交给她的那个祖母 grandma 照顾。
So her mother, you know, handed her over to grandma to take care of her.
这个 grandma 这个祖母呢是非常虔诚爱主的基督徒。
This grandma, her heart was to the Lord.
所以她就常常把这个小 Fanny 抱在她的身上。
She often carried Fanny in her arms.
他知道 Fanny 是眼睛是瞎了。
She knew that Fanny, her eyes were blind.
所以他常常告诉他这个神的创造的奇妙跟美丽。
So she often told Fanny about, you know, the wonderful creation, and beauty of, you know, the creation of God.
对，然后世界上的各样的事情，神造的这些各样的这个伟大奇妙的事情。
And all these amazing things and wonderful things that the Lord has created.
然后也把主的自己呢，常常告诉这个 Fanny Crosby.
And she, the grandma told Fanny about Jesus.
所以很可能这个小 Fanny 从小呢，就在她的心里面揣摩这个整个世界宇宙的事情。
So maybe in the heart of little Fanny, she was trying to visualize, this whole world.
所以她从小，虽然她眼睛看不见。
Even though she cannot see from very young.
所以她从小就跟主有一个很亲密的关系。
But she had a very close relationship with the Lord when she was very little.
对，她主就给她一个给他一个恩赐，他会写诗歌，所以他写了很多诗歌。
And she, the Lord blessed her with a gift that she can write hymns.
刚刚弟兄带我们唱的那个靠近主。
Our brother, sang the song, when we sang the song Close to Thee.
对，然后那首就是他写的。
That was written by her.
所以会发现这位姊妹是很靠近主。
We notice, you know, that the sister is very close to the Lord.
他甚至哈，听说他把新约圣经大部分，还有一些旧约圣经都背起来了。
We have heard about her memorizing most of the scripture, both the Old and the New Testament.
所以感谢主，他不能像我们每天这样子看圣经，但他就直接背起来。
We thank the Lord, even though she couldn't read the Bible every day like us, but she could memorize it.
好，所以你会发现呢，我个人很喜欢他这首诗歌539。
I personally really like this hymn.
特别你知道她是一个瞎子。
Especially if you know that she was blind.
我不晓得她是什么时候写这首诗歌，上面没有记录。
I don't know when she wrote this hymn.
但是第一节哦。
In the first verse.
这个姊妹她想到的是说，当我人生工作结束，然后离开所有的试探、烦恼、火炼，然后要去彼岸那边的时候。
In the first place, she said, when my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide.
然后她去那个，这英文怎么写啊？the other side, 对，她要到彼岸，就那一边的时候，就是意思就是说要见主那。
When she has been through all this and reached the other side to see the Lord.
她有一个很好的感觉，她说我必认识我救主。
You know, she has this feeling, you know, she said, I shall know my Redeemer.
对，我必认识他。
I shall know him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他在他这一生的年日里面呢，已经很深的认识主。
Because in all her life, she already have known the Lord.
当他再去真的见到主的时候，他知道一点都不陌生。
When she knows that, you know, when she comes to see Christ, you know, then, you know, he's not a stranger to him, her.
然后她有个盼望，就是首先欢迎她的呢是主的笑容。
And she has this hope that the Lord's smile, his smile will be the first to welcome her.
我在那边感觉哈。
I'm trying to sense.
就说她是瞎子，她从来没有看过人怎么笑。
She was blind and she has never seen anyone smile.
但是从她心里面呢，她知道主的笑脸是什么样子。
But in her heart, she knew the smile of the Lord.
因为在她生命里面呢，她常常见到主的面，常常看到他的笑脸。
Because in her life, she often see the Lord and see His smile.
当她盼望真的见到主的时候呢，她知道，她就非常的。能够知道说盼望说他会看到主的笑，真实的笑脸。
So when she, you know, she was going to meet the Lord, she, you know, she has this hope that, you know, face to face, she can see his smile.
那个中文有些翻译是比较容易看。
The Chinese translation seems to be easier to understand.
因为副歌的时候他说我认识他，当我得赎站在他身边的时候。我认识他，因他手上有钉痕可见。
It's in the in the Chinese it says, "I shall know him, I shall know him, and when redeemed by his side, I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, because on his hand there is this nail print I can see."
对，所以就好，中文翻译就是说，他可以看见主手上的钉痕。
So in the Chinese translation, it says that you know, she can see that print of the nails that's in his hand.
When we see the
second verse,
他说我心要如何震动当我见他九目脸。
Oh, the soul thrilling rapture when I review his blessed face.
当我看见那个九看见那个那个那个脸。
When I see the face that I have longed to see.
然后和他在发亮眼睛的光辉。
And the luster of his kindly beaming eye.
他可以看见主的脸并且看见主的眼睛。
Not only can she see the Lord's face, but she can see his eyes.
所以眼睛对她有特别的意义。
The eyes have special meaning to her.
因为她瞎了。
Because she was blind.
但她知道她能够看见主的眼睛，主的眼睛在那里看顾她。
But she can see the Lord's eye, the eye that has been watching her.
对。然后第三节她意思是说，那好多的亲友呢，可能那个时候都会碰见。
In the third verse, she says, you know, maybe you know, those dear ones in glory, she can, you know, she can see them soon.
但是最后一节她说，我第一羡慕呢，是见到我的救主。
Well, she said here, but I long to meet my Savior first of all.
对，所以所有事情，她觉得说，当她主再来的时候，她所有事情里面，第一件事她最羡慕的就是直接能够看见她的主。
For her, when the Lord returned again, you know, the one thing that she longed for was to meet her Savior.
我想这首诗歌就是说，当你知道我们姊妹是眼外面眼瞎的时候。
For this hymn, when you know our sister was blind in her outward her physical eyes.
你会发现，但是她里面的眼睛却是何等的明亮。
Then you realize how bright her spiritual inward eye were.
她真的是，主在的时候，她那个渴慕。就能够见到他的主。
When the Lord returned again, she has such a yearning to see the Lord again.
那位主是他一直都认识、很熟悉的。
She knew him and she was very familiar with him.
我们再来看另外一个弟兄叫做彼得。
Another brother, Peter.
我们请看彼得后书。
Second Peter.
彼得后书第一章的第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，不，对不起，念错。彼得后书第一章第五节 ，OK。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识。
And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge.
后面我不念了。
I will just read this part.
那个常见弟兄念过。
Brother Chang has read through this.
他说加上这个，加上这个，一直加加加加。
To add on to this and this and continue to add on.
一直加到后面呢，到了十一节。
And all the way to verse 11.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的进入，得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
你会发现，当我们这个殷勤的去。加一直加的时候
，When diligently we add on，
当主再来，就是主的国度真的降临的时候
，When the Lord returns and when His kingdom is here，
你这个人呢，就丰丰富富的见主进入他的国
，And you can abundantly enter into the kingdom of the Lord。
这是彼得的盼望
，This was Peter's hope。
然后再请看第三章第八节
，Chapter 3 verse 8。
我看我念好，亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼来一样，那日必天必有大响声废去，有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽。所以第八到第十
verses 8 to 10 But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burnt up.
我就跳过去到十四节。
And we'll skip to verse 14.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
有一个安然见主是。
Found of him in peace.
对对对，所以这边中文翻译是你很在 peace 当中你见主。
In Chinese translation, that you meet the Lord in peace.
对。所以弟兄姊妹啊，这边他说、啊、主不是单言，其实是宽容。
It says here, you know, the Lord is not tearing, but he is being kind.
第九节。
Yeah. It's very different. Yeah.
那个时候，有人在那边嘲笑基督徒。
At that time, many were laughing at the Christians.
哎呀，你们说主要来啊。
You said the Lord is coming again.
那怎么这么久还没来啊？
He, after so long, he why isn't he here yet?
那可能不会来了吧。
Maybe he's not coming.
然后彼得就说主呢，主很想来。
Peter says that the Lord really wants to come.
他不是在延迟这个时间。
He's not slacking.
不是 delay.
He's not delaying.
但是他乃是说愿意更多的人能够相信他。
But he wanted that more than all should come to repent.
所以他把时间拉长，让人有机会能够信他。
So he prolonged the time that all should come.
但是当主虽然在拉长，但是他来的时候呢，会像贼一样。
Even though he was prolonging the time, when he returned, he will be like a thief.
其实应该是到新天新地那个时候呢，地上这一切都要过去。
When the new earth, new heaven and earth is here, all these will pass away.
所以在彼得的感觉里面，这个地上的东西都是短暂，都要被销毁。
For Peter, all the things of this earth is only temporary, and it will be burnt.
他的劝勉就是告诉我们，你要一直殷勤的加加加，然后能够安然的建筑。
And he encourages that we should be diligent and to add on so we can meet the Lord in peace.
那个宽容是英文的。
Patience.
Okay. 所以这个事情哈，彼得很有感觉。
Peter has great you know such a feeling for this thing.
就彼得他曾经三次不认主。
Peter has denied the Lord three times.
就算这么失败的这么深。
Even though he has failed so deeply.
主后来特别跟他显现，把他原谅。
But the Lord specifically appeared to him and forgave him.
然后后来又把用神的又主用他的爱又把那个彼得恢复过来。
And with his love, he restored him.
他知道主是怎么讲，宽宏大量，是很有。是，对，主是很宽容的，是。
He was very patient and toward him.
然后，所以他也有个感觉哈，他能够安然的。
He has this feeling that he is very peaceful before the Lord.
因为纵然他跌得这么深
，even though he had fell really deeply，
在宝主的宝血的这个洗净底下呢。
When he was washed by the precious blood of the Lord.
他仍然被主完全的接纳跟恢复。
He was completely accepted by the Lord and restored.
好，所以我不多讲，我用另外一个诗歌来讲。
Another hymn that I want to bring up.
那个532首。
532。
玉露沙盘
The Sands of Time
这首诗歌哈，虽然是一个姊妹，上面是一个姊妹的名字叫 Anne Carden
Yes
对，
Our sister and cousin wrote this hymn.
1857年。
It was 1857.
但是实际上呢，她是读了一个弟兄的这个书信。
But in fact, she has read a letter of a brother.
那个弟兄叫做 Samuel Rockford， 就是萨摩尔罗德福弟兄。
So this brother was Samuel Rockford.
对。然后这个 Samuel 弟兄。
This brother Samuel.
生于1600年。
He was born 1600.
死于1661年。
And he rested in the Lord 1661.
他是苏格兰人。
He was Scottish.
他很优秀，很聪明的。
He was very bright.
他二十岁就成为教授。
He was a professor at 20.
然后但是呢，他到了二十五岁呢，他把他教职辞去了，全时间。为主侍奉。
And he resigned at 25 and devoted all his time in the ministry.
当时周遭他的弟兄姊妹们描述他。
Brothers and sisters around him described him.
说他好像就是一个，他是一个弟兄，好像活在主的那个境界里面，以马内利之境里面。
They described that this brother seemed to be living in Emmanuel's land.
对，所以。他写很多的写了一些书信，
so he wrote some letters，
然后里面表达他对主再来的那个盼望跟爱慕。
In those letters, he wrote down his love and his hope for the Lord's reappearing.
在200年后，
200 years later，
当这个姊妹读到这个书信，她觉得很感动。
When the sister read these letters, she was very touched.
她就根据这些内容呢，把它改编成为一首诗歌。
And according to what he wrote, she wrote this hymn.
原始的诗歌有十九节。
The hymn itself has 19 verses.
那这边可能就采取当中的精华五节。
They only picked 5 of it here.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，你看第一节哈。
The first.
他说：“玉漏沙蚕时将近，天国即将破晓。”
The sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks.
然后索木晨曦即降临，甘甜加上奇妙。
The summer monarch signed for the fair sweet morn awakes.
然后虽经黑暗四围绕，晨光今已四照。
Dark have been the midnight, but day spring is at hand.
然后荣耀今充满以马内利之境。
And glory dwelleth.In Emmanuel's land.
在这个弟兄的感觉里面。
In this brother's feeling.
那时候有没有钟我不太确定。
I don't know if there's like the bell.
但他讲到那个沙漏。
But he speaks of the sands falling down.
对沙漏一直在漏那个然后好像大家看过沙漏嘛就是当你沙漏漏到后来上面只剩下一点点沙的时候那个表示那个沙漏那个算的时间已经差不多要到。
When the sand,kept trickling down and then just very little bit left, it means the time is almost up.
所以那个中文翻译也很好，就是那个玉漏沙盘时间将近。
A Chinese translation speaks of that, the sense of time of thinking.
时间快到了。
The time is coming up.
所以那个天国来的那个，怎么讲？好像你在那个最黎明的时候。
That when the heaven comes, Kingdom of Heaven comes like the dawn of heaven breaks.
对，好像那个，就像那个晨光要把那个很黑的那个黑夜，好像晨光快要把那个黑夜打开的那个时候。
It's like the light from the dawn is to break the darkness.
所以在我们弟兄的感觉里面，好像那个主的国度好像就马上就要在眼前。
In our brother's heart, it's as if the kingdom of the Lord is already up. Almost there.
所以他从他信心的眼睛里面已经看到所有的境界呢都是以马内利之境。
So by faith you see that everywhere is Emmanuel's land.
对，就好像那个主的爱充满我们，就像那个水充满海洋一样。
It's like when the Lord's love fills our hearts, it's like the water fills the oceans.
第二节。
Second verse.
它里面有个渴慕，好，他说。他说基督你是泉源原生甘爱充满。
He says here, Oh Christ, he is the fountain, the deep sweet well of love.
他说我今天在这个地上呢好像稍微浅尝一下。
The streams on earth I've tasted.
但是当那天来的时候呢，你会发现他能够畅饮于天。
So when the day finally arrived, more deep I'll drink about.
对，在那里主爱直扩展，犹如海洋涌溢。
There to an ocean fullness, His mercy does expand.
所以哈，地上的事情要过去。
All the things of the earth shall pass away.
只有爱的泉源，只有一切事情的泉源，都是从主来的。
Only the fountain of love, everything is for up the Lord.
所以一切的事情呢，都是短暂。
Everything else is temporal.
只有当主再来的时候，那个丰满是他的盼望。
Only when the Lord returns, that fullness is His hope.
这都是很美丽的诗歌。
It's a beautiful hymn.
因为他第三节他讲到说，他一生的，他回顾他一生。
So in the third verse, he was looking back at his whole life.
感觉他好像写诗的时候已经在见主了。
It's as if, you know, when he wrote this hymn, it was already before the Lord.
所以他回想他过去一生的年代。
He was looking back.
他说主带领他的手段何等的巧妙。
He says that, you know, the hand that guided him was amazing.
Yeah, 所以一直带巧妙带领他直到他见到主。
The Lord has amazingly led him all the way till he see him.
然后你会发现第四节跟第五节呢。
And verses 4 and 5.
他在主里面有一个、就好像新妇看见他的、新郎在那里何等的安详何等的安息何等的喜乐。
It's as if the bride saw the bridegroom, you know, how peaceful and how joyful.
所以弟兄姊妹我们、但愿我们看见这个地上过去会过去。
Brothers and sisters, may we see that this world is going to pass away.
我们殷勤长进。
That diligently will grow.
当主再来的时候，我们就能够安然见主，没有指责。
Then when the Lord return again, you know, we will be seeing Him in peace.
最后一个弟兄，我缩短一点讲。
The last brother, I'll cut it really short.
约翰。
John.
启示录第一章第七节
Revelation chapter 1 verse 7
看啊他驾云降临众目要看见他连赐他的人也要看见他地上的万族都要因他爱哭这话是真实的阿们
Behold he comes with clouds and every eye shall see him and they also which pierce him and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him even so amen
他说看啊
He said, "Behold."
那个主要驾云降临。
He's going to come with the clouds.
众人都要看见他。
Every eye shall see him.
然后我们再看启示录最后一章二十二章。
Chapter 22.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things said, "Surely I come quickly." Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣、复活升天的那个时候
when our Lord resurrected and ascended
他主耶稣把门徒们叫来
our Lord Jesus called the disciples to him
他在一个地方叫伯大尼的对面那个橄榄山那边上升
he was, where, he was from across Bethany in Mount Olive
对然后他就上升
he ascended
然后约翰那个时候是个见证人、
John at that time was a witness to this.
然后他也听到说天，有白衣人告诉他说主怎么走呢，也要怎么回来。
And he saw, and he heard that, they told him that how the Lord ascended, likewise he's going to return.
从那一刻开始呢
，From that moment,
我相信约翰就成为一个等候主再来的人。
John became one that waited for the return of the Lord.
因为他知道他看见主圣经他也知道他要再来
because he has seen that the Lord has ascended to the heaven and he knows that he is going to return again
直到我们今天拨饼
even until now we break bread
主告诉我们说当你在拨饼的时候
that when we break bread
是为的是纪念他
the Lord said is to remember him
只等到他再来
till he returns
所以我们今天这批人呢，也是一批等候他带来的人。
So we here too, we wait for his return.
但是当约翰看见主升天，他只看到那个云端。
But when John saw the Lord ascend, he only saw to went up to the clouds.
后面发生什么事呢？他看不到。
He didn't know what happened after that.
有弟兄形容这样形容。
Some brothers describe it as this.
那个后面的事情呢，对约翰的一生来讲是个谜。
It continued to be a mystery to John for his entire life.
但是他就在那，虽然他不清楚。
Even though he was not clear about that.
但他知道，他确认、确信知道主要再来。
But he knew that the Lord is going to return.
所以他就单纯爱慕的在那里等候。
So simply, in simplicity, he loved for the Lord to reappearing.
但所以当他到了晚年的时候，启示录。
At the end of his life, when Revelation was written,
主就把这个谜解开。
The Lord showed him this mystery.
主就把所有升天之后到宝座荣耀的光景显现给他。
And after he was ascended, all that glorious scene in the heavens, he showed it to him.
又把主再来之前所有人的历史发生的事情显现给他看。
And everything that's going to happen before the return of the Lord, he showed it to him.
我有个感觉。
I have a feeling.
如果主显给这些事情给我们看的话，我们会觉得，因为好奇的关系，我们觉得哇，我现在知道以后要发生的事情了。
I have this feeling that, you know, if the Lord showed it to us, then, you know, we'll be like, wow, you know, with such curiosity, this is going to happen.
但是因为约翰是一个爱慕主带来的人。
But John is one who loved the return of the Lord.
当主把这些事情全部显在约翰的面前的时候。
When the Lord showed him all these things.
他整个在描述的过程当中。
The whole process when he was describing it.
他一直强调整件事情都是耶稣基督的见证。
He emphasized that all these, the whole matter is the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
所有发生这些事情不是好奇，乃是让他能够让我们能够看见主。
Not all these is not to fulfill his curiosity, but that we can see Christ.
然后当我们看见启示录描述了好多的情况的时候
，When we see all this description in Revelation,
有主的宝座
，There is the Lord's throne.
有许多的灾难
，There are many the tribulation.
有许多的这个死亡
，Death.
有那个仇敌的攻击
The attack from the adversary
有那个征战
And the warfare
然后有那个后面新天新地的那国度跟新天新地的盼望
The hope of the kingdom and the new heaven and earth
所以当那个约翰全部都看完一遍以后呢
So when John was able to have a view of all these things
他有个结论
He concluded
他说主啊我愿你来
He said come Lord Jesus
それ一切事情他都看过了。
He has seen everything.
他说主啊我这些事情都不算什么。不算什么这些事情重要但是比起主带来的事情他说我愿主啊我愿你来。
These things are important yet in John's heart he said come Lord Jesus.
他说他心中说我愿意主快快来。
He said come, his heart said you to come quickly.
最后一首诗歌我想我就略过了。
I'll skip the last hymn.
但是最后一首诗我本来选的是尼托森弟兄的156首。
I was going to share with you.
不过我还是讲个故事好了。
156. By Brother Ni, I'll share with you a story.
那个圣徒诗歌156首。
156.
这个表明他对主的那个。等候是很迫切。
It expressed that yearning for the Lord's return that when he waited.
那个我们写这首诗歌的弟兄很受一个英国的姊妹的影响。
The brother who wrote this hymn was greatly influenced by a sister from England.
何寿恩姊妹。
Margaret Barber.
对。就是说他的整个属灵的这个学习很受这个姊妹的影响。
His spiritual exercise was very much influenced by our sister Margaret Barber.
在1925年的时候。
In 1925.
在1925年12月31号，何寿恩姊妹找我们弟兄一同的祷告。
Was at the end of the year, our sister looked for our brother to pray with him.
然后我们弟兄描述他的祷告。
our brother described her prayer.
他说我们姊妹祷告说, 主啊, 这个今天是1925年最后一天了。
Lord, this is the last day of 1925.
你是不是今天就来了?
Are you coming today?
难道你真的要等到1926年才来吗?
Do you really waiting for 1926 and you'll come?
对,我们弟兄听了这个祷告之后,里面很感动。He
was very touched with it.
对,他说有很多弟兄传讲那个圣经的预言。
Many brothers shared the prophecy of the Bible.
然后讲到主的再来,
and they talk about the Lord's return.
但是他们好像不是真的在等主的再来。
But it doesn't seem that they are truly waiting for the return of the Lord.
但他这边看见一个姊妹呢, 他觉得他是真的在等主的再来。
But he saw that this sister was truly waiting for the return of the Lord.
可能是第二天或是不久之后。
Maybe it was the second day or soon after.
有一天那个弟兄跟姊妹走在路上。
The brother was walking with his sister.
然后姊妹看到一个转角。
She saw a corner.
所以姊妹就有感觉，她说，会不会我们过了转角的时候，主就来了呢？
And she had this feeling in her, maybe you know, when we turn this corner, the Lord
will return. 她说, little friend.
She said, little friend.
她说我觉得好奇怪。
This is really weird.
怎么主到今天还没来?
Why isn't the Lord here yet?
对，所以我觉得这个姊妹当她在等候主再来的时候，很像小孩子。
You know, when our sister was waiting for the Lord, she has this heart like a child.
她是一个很成熟的基督徒。
She was a very mature Christian.
但是当她在等候主再来的事情上面，好像小孩子。
But yet, you know, in this matter of waiting before the return of the Lord, she was like a child.
对，你听到祷告，她说，就好像小孩子说，每次我们开车去一个地方旅行，对不对？
It's like a child when you know when we're traveling for
然后你如果带着你的小孩，他在后面，就是说，然后开车。 你要开3个小时
On road trip, you know, you have to go 3 hours. Your kids are sitting in the back.
然后妻子一坐，你跟他们说你要我们要开3个小时。
You told them, you know, we're going to drive 3 hours.
然后5分钟过后
5 minutes later.
他说爸爸到了没？
Daddy, are we there?
我说还有很久。
I said, you know, a long way.
然后过了5分钟之后
5 minutes later.
又问说爸爸到了没？
Daddy, are we there yet?
对，好像小孩子一样，他说。 主这个到了没？怎么还没到？
She's asking, you know, like a child, you know, Lord, why isn't the Lord here yet?
对，我想我们的弟兄姊妹们，他们有一个单纯的心。
I, you know, our brother and sister, they have a very simple heart for the Lord.
他们爱慕主的再来。
They love the return of the Lord.
所以在这个一生当中呢，你会发现这个爱慕呢，就推动他们。
In their entire life, this love has carried them, you know, and they were waiting for the Lord's return.
我想我今天把这个感觉放在弟兄姊妹面前。
I hope I put this feeling in before you.
就是说，如果我们要真的看见主再来这件事情。
If we were to truly see this matter of the return of the Lord.
我们学习渴慕他，单纯的渴慕他。
We learn to, in simplicity, love him.
你会发现主会在我们身上做很多奇妙的事情。
You find that the Lord will work amazing things in us.
对不起，我今天好像用了多一点时间。
I'm sorry, I went a little over.
但是希望弟兄姊妹，我们做个等候主再来的。May
we all be one that is waiting for the return of the Lord.
我们一同祷告。Let
us pray.
主，我们在这一同感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为我们是一群有盼望的人。That
we are people with much hope.
因为你已经应许了我们，你必定要再来。Because
you promised us that you will return again.
我们实在承认，很多时候这件事情对我们来讲好像很遥远。We
admit that it seemed like a very long way.
梦一样，但是呢。 但是我们在这边有个愿意的心
Lord, we have this heart.
既然这些弟兄姊妹们摆在我们面前，他们这么爱慕你的再来。
That these brothers and sisters before us, they love for your reappearing.
他们因为平常生活跟主那么的亲近。
Because their lives were so close to you.
所以他们好像心中有个羡慕。
Because and they have this desire.
当主再来的时候，他第一个羡慕就要来见主。
That the first thing when you return is to see you.
他们不怕死。
Lord, you're not afraid of death.
他们知道死之后到主那里是何等的美好。
They know that after death, to be with the Lord, how wonderful there is.
但愿主的再来成为我们的盼望。
That the return of the Lord is our hope.
是给我们一个单纯渴慕爱你的心。
Or give us a heart that is simple and that is loving.
这是我们的呼求和祷告。
Lord, this is our prayer.
谢谢主。
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, 谢谢，今天就到这里。